ちゃん、お兄ちゃん、お兄ちゃん、お兄ちゃん、お兄ちゃん、お兄ちゃん、お兄ちゃん、お兄ちゃん、お兄ちゃん、Pay attention to me, お兄ちゃん。You've been busy all day. Come on, Oni-chan. At least look at me. Please. Please look at me, Oni-chan. Please. Come on, Oni-chan. What you're doing can't be that important. There you are, Oni-chan.You're always on your phone when you come home. I don't like it. It's not fun. You're so boring when you're sitting there on your phone or playing video games or on the computer. It's not fair. I mean, I'm here and I want to hang out with you sometimes, Oni-chan. It's not cool of you to justignore me all the time. It's actually very mean. I don't like it. Not one wee little bit. It actually makes me a bit sad, Oni-chan. Because you used to hang out with me nearly all the time. But lately, you've been just so wrapped up in things going on with your friends and...what you do outside home and video games and stuff on the internet. I don't know. It seems like I don't matter to you anymore. And I thought I was one of your favorite people. But you're always like on your phone, probably texting and messaging your friends and in group chats and browsing videos or whatever else because I noticedOni-chan, you have your earbuds in. Take them out, or I'll take them out for you. Thank you. Now, listen to me, Oni-chan. I'm trying to tell you something really, really, really important. Come on. Don't look away from me and put that phone down. There we go. Yep.Put it down. Come on, Oni-chan. Am I really worth ignoring? I haven't even done anything. I've just been doing my own thing, which right now is really, really boring. I'm done doing my own thing. I've already checked everything on my phone. I've already played the games I wanted to play and read all the books I wanted to read andone my schoolwork and everything. I'm bored out of my mind, and dinner already happened and everything else, so come on. Be at least a little bit fun. A little bit? I'm really not asking for a whole lot, Oni-chan. Like, maybe we could just, I don't know, watch a movie together, or maybe...draw a mural on that big thing of paper that Mom and Dad got. Or I don't know, even like read funny stuff in those weird magazines Dad has. You know, the ones he keeps tucked under the mattress on his side of the bed. Yeah, I found those one day while I was looking for some of Mom's makeup that I dropped on the floor and rolled down there. I wish you and I could go out, butIt's raining. Don't like it when it rains. It'd be cool to, like, go for a walk in the park or go to the shopping center. Just wander around there. Maybe, like, I don't know, get some ice cream or, like, another snack. That would be really cool. We used to do that. Or even, like...ride our bikes together, or whatever. But no, you just come home and plop in front of the video game until it's dinner time, or you're on your computer until it's dinner time. And after dinner, you either flop back on the couch or you're flopped on your bed in your room, scrolling through your phone for hours on end. I don't like it. Is something wrong with you, Oni-chan? I think something might be wrong with you. This can't be normal. Are you, like, addicted to technology or something? Because if you are, consider this an intervention. Because there are people who care about you, Oni-chan. Not just your dumb old friends. And the other people you talk to on your chats or whatever. I mean, I'm here. I care about you. Oni-chan. I love you. You know that, right? I mean, I loved you probably since I was born. You were always there for me when we were young and I was little. I remember Mom telling me that some of the first times I took my steps, I was trying to keep up with you. Have you forgotten that? Don't you remember sharing your old toys with me when I was like a toddler? You purposely went through your toy box and found all the baby toys you didn't want to use anymore. And you gave them to me. And you would play with them with me. And even when Mom and Dad got the first gaming machine console, whatever it is you call it. I don't know what they're called. I don't really game much anymore. But I remember when we first got it, there was those cool like racing games and everything else. And you would play those with me. Even though I'm objectively bad at them. I know I'm bad at them. I'm just like I said, gaming's more your thing than my thing. I mean, I guess I'm good at Candy Crush on my phone, but I had to practice a lot to do that. But, like, you're always playing these shooting games and everything else. I feel like you're just so wrapped up in this virtual world that you've forgotten the real world. And you know what, Oni-chan? I bet your real-life friends would say the same thing. Even though, on the weekends, you're always trying to go out with them and do whatever. It's really stupid. You always leave me all alone. It's not like I don't have any friends. I do. But my friends are into different things and they're starting to drift away. Their interests and hobbies are starting to change. And I guess mine are too, but I don't know. I still like talking to them and hanging out with them. They're really nice. And I'm not really being bullied or anything. But still, you've always been one of the most important people to me. Are you aware of that? Are you aware of how special and important you are? Please tell me you know that. Please, Oni-chan. What's with all these uh-huhs and mm-hmms? Why won't you say anything? And say something that's, you know, meaningful. Like, actually reply to me. I don't know, it seems like you don't care. You don't care what I have to say. You don't care what I think. And you probably don't care about me anymore. Is it because I'm a few years younger than you? I'm not cool? Just because I don't play stupid games and do the things you like to do with your friends? And look at really dumb pictures and videos? I know what you look at. I've seen you browse. It's stupid. Come on, Oni-chan. I can't be, like, that far off. You still really like me. And I'd like to think you loved me. I I miss you, Oni-chan. I miss you a lot. And it really upsets me that you've been ignoring me so much. It breaks my heart. It really breaks my heart, Oni-chan. Why? Why won't you pay attention to me? Why do you ignore me for other people that you probably hardly even know? It hurts. It really hurts. I feel so lonely it's just so unbearably lonely now when I'm home. And you ignore me, and Mom and Dad get busy. I don't like just sitting in my room all the time, or sitting in the den, reading or whatever else. Not only is it boring, but I don't know, I mean, sure, our pets will come check on me and sleep next to me, but animals aren't the same as people. Oni-chan, they're not the same as you. You get that, right? Don't you understand how lonely and sad and frustrated I am? How much you mean to me, and how much I need you? How much I love you? I've loved you my whole life, Oni-chan. My whole life. And now you treat me like I don't even exist anymore. It really hurts. I don't know. I don't know what to do with you, Oni-chan. I really, really don't. Oni-chan. I'm trying to talk to you. Don't you just get up and try to walk away from me. I'm trying to have a conversation with you, Oni-chan. An important conversation with you. I'm pouring my heart out to you, Oni-chan, and you've just been giving these little responses and rolling your eyes and keep trying to reach for your phone and whatnot. Really, it's starting to piss me off. It's starting to really piss me off, Oni-chan. Oni-chan, if you walk away from me right now, if you storm off and ignore me again, I'm going to sneak into your room one night when you're fast asleep, take out your precious little gaming machine, and smash it. Smash it nice and good so all the pieces shatter. And I just rip apart all the wires and slice them up with a knife. And I know you don't have enough money in your account to replace it. Because I heard you the other day complaining to Mom that your bank account's so nearly empty. And I doubt Mom and Dad will replace it for you, because I'm sure they'd agree with me. You've become just so obsessed with this stupid thing. And if you keep ignoring me, I don't know, I might just sneak in and take your phone, too. And, oops, it fell into the pool in the backyard. Yeah, Oni-chan, it just magically just fell in, dropped to the bottom, and was there all night for hours and hours. So even the waterproofing couldn't protect it anymore. Bye-bye, phone. What else could I do to get and keep your attention? Let's see. Oh, your computer, that's right. That laptop you got for Christmas. Maybe I'll just take that and keep it for myself. Because, you know, there is this boy I've been talking to at school in the computer science club. He's really good at hacking. Like, he's on, like, Reddit and this deep web place. He really knows what he's talking about. And I could bring it to him and he could hack into it so I could take full control of it and keep it for myself. And he would lock it up, all the passwords and anything, so even if you try to take it back, you wouldn't be able to work it. Oni-chan, does that sound nice to you? Does it sound like a good idea now to keep ignoring me and trying to walk away from me? Hmm? I'm your sister, Oni-chan. I may be your little younger sister, but I'm still your sister. And that means I'm important. I should have an important place in your life, Oni-chan. I used to. But now you're just this boring jerk. It upsets me, Oni-chan. And you know what's really bothering me? Since we've grown up, you've gotten really attractive. So it wouldn't surprise me if a bunch of stupid girls talk to you. So that's probably why you're so distracted, isn't it? It's not just your friends. It's probably girls that you've met online and in person, right? You're talking to a bunch of girls? Hmm? Oh, do you have a girlfriend? Because if you do, you've never mentioned her to me. Which is really isn't fair of you, Oni-chan. Because we used to tell each other everything. So if you have a girlfriend, spit it out. Tell me. Or do you have a crush on somebody? Because if you do, I would like to know about it because, I don't know, maybe I could help you. Huh. And, yeah, you're really attractive. So I'm not surprised if girls are flocking to you. And I don't know, probably some guys too. I don't, like I said, I don't know who you are anymore. You used to really love me. You used to hold me and touch me. And now it's like I'm a ghost. A memory, Oni-chan. And I don't like that. I really, really, really don't like that. Hmm? You. Don't walk away from me. I'm still talking. Hmm? I'm still talking to you, Oni-chan. So you do not walk away. You do not try to grab your phone. You do not try to push me or anything else. What I'm saying is important and you need to hear it. You need to understand how I feel. Because if you walk away, or if you just push me aside to take your stupid phone, I'll do what I said I'd do. I will steal your computer. I will make your phone drown in the pool. I will smash your stupid gaming thing. I'll do all of that. Maybe even in the same night, hmm? So you won't have time to just move on to the next thing. You'll be miserable. And it'll be all your fault for ignoring me and pushing me aside and treating me like I don't matter. I want to be the only thing in your life that matters now, Oni-chan. The only thing. Just me, hmm? Just Lillian. Just your little sweet Lillian, your little baby sister. I want to be the only thing in your life that matters. I want to be the most important thing in your life again. I want to be the only thing you think about. The only girl you think about. The only person you want to be around when you're home. And even when you go out, you take me out with you. Yes. That would be perfect, actually. I think that's what I've really wanted all along. Funny that. Hmm? So what say you, Oni-chan? Your stupid electronic devices? Your dumb idiot friends? Those girls and guys you're probably talking to all the time? Or me? Your sister? Who's always been there for you? Come on, Oni-chan. What's your answer? Come on, Oni-chan. You have a choice now. You can pay attention to me and make me the most important person in your life. And never, ever ignore me again. Or I break all your stuff and make your life hell. The choice is really yours. It is. I can't decide for you. Unless you keep ignoring me, and then I probably will decide for you. And my decision will probably be make your life hell. Because that seems to be what you want right now, Oni-chan. Because you're not answering me. And I don't mind if you interrupt me, because at least that'd be an answer. So, Oni-chan, what is it, Oni-chan? What do you decide? the life you have, at your current life, where you ignore me, you ignore your precious little sister, and make her upset, make her cry, make her angry? Or do you make me important again? You make me the only thing again. You hold me, and touch me, and love me again, Oni-san. The choice is all yours. All yours, Oni-chan. 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 Come on, Oni-chan. Tell me. Okay. I'm gonna go freshen up a bit. I'm kind of sweaty from getting all angry and flustered. And when I come back, you'd better be here with your decision made. Okay, Oni-chan? Alright, Oni-chan. I'll be back in a minute. I love you.